from the home of hilariously predictable 0-2 starts.
Ow.
Studio B. Yeah, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm horrified.
Yeah. That's why I don't let you read the copy before we start.
Fine.
Sometimes it's a joke, and sometimes it's really, really funny.
Depressing.
I laugh. Welcome to sports, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a... As you can hear in my partner's voice, it's right in the middle of football season. We've kicked
not
off... kicked off the beginning of football season.
Yeah.
You can hear it in his voice. I'm excited. And my team
is
1-1.
Wait for that shoe to drop.
This is a wash of a year, right? If you're a Packer fan, any record
Apparently, if you're a Viking fan, too.
Well, yeah. Didn't you call this at the end of last season?
Yeah, I did.
I'm pretty sure you said the best... you're gonna have was this last year.
Yeah,
13 and 4 year, half the amount of losses already.
Yeah, true story. But they on a side note, that's how they started last year.
That is true. That is true. I didn't want to say that because I read the same thing.
I know it.
As a Vikings fan, I'm sure you know that they've been 0-2 numerous times.
Not this bad 0-2. I mean, we'll get to it.
There's a really good chance that they're not going to be like 3-13. They're never
that
lucky.
Take Caleb Williams.
You would take Caleb. The last time, look, correct me if I'm wrong, though, as a Vikings, the last time they had a super, super high pick was Adrian Peterson, right?
That worked out all right.
Yeah, but I can't think of another one.
We don't usually have them.
Troy Williamson? He was top 5, right?
Yeah, don't you want to talk about your Brewers quick?
Yeah, we'll do other sports. That's good times. Talking about terrible Vikings. This is like the best show ever. But we're going to start right off the bat with the Milwaukee Brewers because as a Brewers fan, I kind of forgot about them. In the last couple weeks, they're like 7-3 in the last 10 games. They're 5-2 last week. They're now 7.5 games up in the Central Division.
Wow.
Yeah, with 9 games to play. So their magic number is 2. Basically, unless the Brewers lose the next 7 games in a row, they're going to win the division. So, and the Cubs need to win 7 games in a row, and they're not going to do that.
No.
So, they're 87-66, and I'm going to say right now, Craig Counsell should be the manager of the year, because if you look at the stats for the Milwaukee Brewers, yet again, besides the usual suspects this year, Christian Yelich, Willem Contreras, no one on the team is hitting at all. And they've had a great starting rotation and a great bullpen, which is the same thing I've said every week for about 30 weeks now. That's how they're winning. They are winning with a really solid rotation and being in the right spot defensively. They lead the league in ERA and fielding percentage, so it doesn't matter that they're ranked 26th in hitting. Not super fun to watch, you know, as somebody who grew up in the home run era of baseball, seeing, 40, 50, 60 home runs and big offensive numbers. Watching these Brewers is kind of not super exciting, but, first place. They are all but, like I said, they've locked up the division. They were 3-1 this week against the Cardinals, which, man, I love that. The Cardinals are the worst. I really like rooting against them. They're playing the Marlins and the Cardinals again this week. The Marlins are in a playoff battle. Essentially, their playoffs started this week because they play the Brewers in a series, and they are currently a game up in the wild card against the Cubs and Reds. So this series means a whole lot to the Marlins, but mostly it just means the Brewers can clinch the division here. Mark Canna, they picked up in a trade from the Mets when the Mets were dumping salary. He has been a 300 hitter.
Nice.
He's been their best hitter since he's been traded traded to the team. He's just played like 40 games, but he's been fantastic. Their catcher, because Christian Yelich has seemed to take the last week or so off. I keep looking in the box scores and he's nowhere to be found. So
resting him,
I hope so. He should be really well rested by the time the playoffs roll around. So their catcher, Willem Contreras, is their team MVP, as far as I can tell, because he's one of the best offensive catchers in baseball. He's going to have 20 or so home runs. He's hitting .280. He's played in all the games. I think he's played in like 150 games. He's their MVP. He's been a really good defensive catcher. And so that's exciting. Next week, we're going to go a little more in-depth on the Brewers, I promise. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
We need to. And we'll talk about the Twins, because at that point, we're talking playoffs.
Their magic number is 1.
Oh, we're so close.
And they play the Angels this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, we're going
to. How do I know this? I could have gone to the game tomorrow night.
You should have gone to the game. It's a nice place.
At 7:10 in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's good times, right? Yeah, you can get there by the time you're done with your day.
It's getting back.
This is stay there. Stay. Well, you should definitely hang out in the Twin Cities for a night. That's good times. Yeah. We will talk all about that because we're really close. We're much closer to our Brewers and Twins World Series than we ever.
Closer.
I mean, we are really close, man. We're going to do live. We're going to do live from the tailgate from one of those two places.
Yep.
But we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
The next thing is the Wisconsin Badgers.
They win?
They won against Georgia Southern last week. They are now the Big Ten opener against Purdue. They're sitting at 2-1 against Purdue, which is 1-2. Both the teams, I have a new coach, Luke Fickell and Ryan Walters, both hired this year from Points Indeterminate. They are now Big Ten coaches. So it's the first time that they've faced each other. And okay. Purdue is there. It's at Purdue. And it's on Friday night.
Oh, interesting.
It's Friday night at 6 o'clock. The first time in 100 years that the University of Purdue has hosted a Friday conference game. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's the 100th year of their stadium, so maybe they're doing that.
Sure.
On a much more exciting note, the Badgers never lose to Purdue. They have won 16 straight against Purdue. Last time that Purdue won was 2004. And the last time Purdue beat Wisconsin at home was 1997. Quick check. Do you remember who the quarterback was in 1997 for Purdue? This is how long ago this was.
Bonger?
That was a Wisconsin quarterback. Who's the Purdue quarterback?
Who,
Yeah.
Brees?
It was Drew Brees.
Yeah.
That was how long it's been since Purdue has beat Wisconsin at Purdue. So I'm going to just say Wisconsin's favored by some amount. I am assuming they're going to win this one too, because like I said, 16 in a row, 2004, and they never lose to Purdue. Somehow they always travel to West Lafayette and just stomp the yard with Purdue. So hopefully that happens again. And this vaunted air raid offense from the Badgers has produced a Big Ten leading 10 rushing touchdowns. So this spread them out and pass the ball all day has led to 15 receptions for Braylon Allen and 10 rushing touchdowns. Their two running backs have combined for 523 yards on the ground. Yeah. So they are not passing it. They apparently don't need to pass it all that well because, I mean, their offensive line is still giants who are really good at shoving people over and running the ball. So you go with what works because Tanner Mordecai hasn't looked great. Their backup quarterback got in the game last week. He was 1-for-1. He looked like a good quarterback because he is. Tanner Mordecai has not put up great numbers to start the year.
Yeah.
So I think if you see a kind of a half bad game out of him, you're going to see more of the backup, which that's kind of exciting because the Badgers brought in 4 really good quarterbacks this year. So I don't mind seeing them. Other things and notes about the game. Let's see. The Purdue defense in their first week gave up 11 rushing yards. In their second game, they gave up 272 rushing yards. So I'm hoping more of that. So really, you're going to see Wisconsin probably run the ball about 58 times and just, you know, pretend to be a spread offense again. I always said, we'll talk again. I'm assuming they're going to win. We'll get once we get through some of the baseball stuff, we can get completely into football. But that was the Badgers.
Okay.
We'd want to talk about the Packers.
You could talk about the Packers.
All right, we should talk about the Packers. They're 1-1. They're facing a 2-0 Saints team that has won.
How'd they lose to Atlanta? I didn't watch that game, so I haven't.
I was gonna say, did you catch? That Atlanta team is well coached. That Atlanta team has a really good grasp of what they're doing on offense, and they just stick with it. The Packers gave up a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. They got like 10 yards. Jordan Love was 0-for-6 in the. It was bad. Their fourth quarter was terrible. That is how they lost that game because they were. Jordan Love is leading the league in passer rating. He's the highest rated passer. He's got 6 touchdowns and no interceptions. Not a super high completion percentage, like 60%. But I mean, for his first year, no interceptions.
They're rated on the bottom of overall offense.
Yeah,
they're in the bottom. 24th.
Well, they've had a good. I mean, the Packers have a good defense, and their defense really did show up pretty well for most of the game. But Bijan Robinson is the real deal, man. Yeah. He really looks like he's a better running back than everybody on the field. Somehow he's bigger, stronger, and faster than all the bigger, stronger, faster guys on the field. So that's how they lost. The Atlanta made just enough correct plays, and down the stretch of that game, the last drive that Atlanta had to cinch the game was fantastic. They could have kicked a field goal on fourth down and instead went for it and then converted and then kicked a field goal to end the game, to leave the Packers zero timeouts in 59 seconds. Instead of it would have been like a minute and a half and some amount of time. They played it just right. That's how they lost. The Packers did look really good, but Atlanta...
They're still not rated very highly, though.
Yeah, no, the Packers shouldn't
They're be. Rated that, like, even the defense is rated right now. As far as ranking goes over total, like, yards and passing, rushing, you know, all could that be. Stuff. Right now, they're mediocre. At the bottom. They're at 27th.
Okay, so... Maybe
it's not official. I mean, that's
right. It's very early in the year. Yeah, it they sure. played the Bears and they played Welcome Atlanta.
Being a Vikings fan, it's early in the year. It's fine.
One It'll and one. Right. Like I said, this as a Packer fan, this season feels like a wash. Like I am fine with 9-8. I'm fine with 4-13. I'm fine with 13-4. All I could predict all of those because the Packers division doesn't look all that good because the Bears are a disaster. Like. The Bears are so bad that they aren't even the Vikings aren't even the worst team in their division at 0-2. The Bears have lost a coordinator and Justin Fields looks awful. And so the Packers and the Lions are 1-1 also.
Yeah. But they didn't look good either on Sunday.
It's an ugly division, but yeah, it is. You know, the Packers are really well set up to win an ugly division. They were without their best four offensive players on Sunday.
Yeah.
No Aaron Jones, no Christian Watson, no David Bakhtiari, and no Elton Jenkins. That is, like I said, if you ranked them, those are their best four players on offense, and they were missing all of them and lost by a point. I would assume that any one of those guys would have moved the needle for a point and a half or two to win that game. So, you know, they look good. Jalen Reed. Rookie, second week in a row where receivers had two touchdowns. Dontarius Wicks.
Who?
The receiver for Virginia. I'm pretty sure. I wrote his last name is Wicks.
Okay.
He had a touchdown.
He's spreading the love.
The young players are... they're the only players the Packers have. So you're gonna if they do anything successfully, it's going to be completely on young players. Right. So far, so good. But on a down note, man, A.J. Dillon looks terrible. Oh, by the way, he looks really, really not like a good running back.
I couldn't watch my Vikings play because it was Thursday night, and I don't have the correct.
It's not worth it. For one game a week, it's not worth paying that amount of price.
Especially for Thursday, and it's half-assed.
Thursday game for a halfway thing. Yeah, I'm with it. I 100% will just catch the
highlights. I tried watching everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, the Packers, the Bears, and Detroit. But I'm like, God. I watched that Bears game for a while. I was like, got better stuff to do.
They're terrible to watch. I cannot believe that the Bears... Is it the Bears ruined another quarterback or that the Bears just can't draft a quarterback?
Yes.
Both things are happening at the same time?
You could tell that Fields is just not in his element. They want him... They've been trying the offseason. They were saying he's going to be... You know, we're going to kind of get him more into the pocket.
And he's not...
Man, let the guy run.
He's so good at...
Let him throw for four interceptions, but run for, you know...
And, you know, they say, like, they don't want to get him hurt, but he's not going to play in a year from now. If he plays like this, he's going to be replaced at the end of this year by whoever... Because the Bears are going to get the first pick in the draft again this year.
Yeah.
Next year, right? Like, they're in the same spot they are. They're heading at a disastrous season again, so... Yeah, that Bears team. And their defensive coordinator resigned. Resigned. I'm going to say resigned because if anybody wants to research what...
He resigned, but...
It's a mess, which is fun, really, really fun. Because I forget about... Like, I don't like the Bears. I hate the Vikings. But I just forget about the Bears because they're never good. They're like the Lions to me. I can remember one good Bears team in my entire life.
That's 1985.
That was it. That was 100%
it. That's it. That's all they got to live on. I mean, they went to the AFC championship. No,
they went to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman, and Devin Hester ran one back for a touchdown. But that's it. It goes 85 Bears. It goes 85 Bears, Devin Hester, and that's it. Walter Payton. That's it. Those are the only things I know about.
That's Walter Payton in 85.
That's the only thing I know about the Bears. And so I really like when they're terrible like this.
Which has been every year.
All the time. Yeah. Will you want to talk about the Vikings game at all? We've got a couple minutes,
you know,
right? I want to hear why they're terrible.
Tell me. I don't know why they're terrible. Because
Kirk Cousins, the league in passing.
Not leading. He's number two.
Okay.
Tua Tagovailoa is number one.
Monster numbers.
Danielle Hunter's number one in sacks.
And,
you know, their defense is... They're doing all right.
I was watching highlights on the NFL Network, and they look in highlights at least. Their highlights look really good. I am confused as to why they're terrible, other than
fumbles.
That's right. They were the first team in NFL history to have three fumbles lost in each of the first two games.
Something like that.
Which is very hard to do. Apparently, NFL's been around a long time.
And the other problem is their running game.
Though they made a trade to pick up a disgruntled former second-round pick.
Who's very, O'Connell.
Who also blew out his Achilles,
which
makes it hard to play football, as we are learning this season.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ask Rodgers.
Who?
I don't know, really. Yeah. But no, they picked him up. I mean, they've got to back it up.
He's their backup, right? Madison hasn't looked good.
No.
Although no running.
69 yards total rushing right now.
Well, they've rushed it 16 times in like two games, right? Like that's.
So their confidence level in our running game, it's not there.
Listen, I watched Atlanta have a drive where they ran it 10 times in a row. That's more than the Vikings ran it in the entire first game. They had 8 rushes in the first game. It's a strange thing because their offense looks cool. It looks like a Madden-type video game offense.
Yeah, it does because, receiving. J.J.'s got 309 yards in two games.
And that rookie has got a touchdown in both games.
Yes.
He looks real good, too.
Yeah, solid. You know?
So they can trade Kirk Cousins for some defense now, is what you're saying?
Oh, they might. Like the Jets.
Could they trade? I mean, like I said, that's a...
You can't.
Those midseason trades only work in theory. You aren't going to do that in the NFL. No, the NFL is not equipped to make large trades like that.
Not in the quarterback position at this point.
Especially
it's such a complicated position that it takes you all offseason just to, you know.
Yes.
The fumbles aside, they're doing really good. The defense actually is looking really good. They're rushing. They're the one number one blitzing.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't had big explosive plays that I've seen. It's just they fumble. If they just need to hold on to it. It's just like come on, you guys.
I've watched some amateur. My son's in football, and you watch ball security is the number one thing that they talk about all the time. Hands on the ball, two hands on the ball.
Yeah,
they talk about it at a youth level all the way through. Yeah.
It's also the offensive line. It's a mess. But that's why Dalton Reiser. They signed
some guy. I love hearing about the Vikings offensive line and fumble problems. I just love it so much, man.
Ed Ingram, second round pick or whatever, 22. Yeah, he was in last year's draft.
Cam Akers?
No. Ed Ingram, line guy. He's the worst, but they had nothing else.
He's the worst.
But this guy
that
grabbed from Denver, he actually was a free agent.
Yeah.
He only wanted to sign with Minnesota.
That's because he's from the area. Yeah.
So he was dragging his feet. Minnesota was dragging. They should have just done it.
Yeah.
But they didn't know because of the cap and
everything.
Because
they looked like a solid offensive line with lots of first and second round picks ready to rumble.
But it looks like Kurt's running for his life again.
And he's fun
worse
to watch.
Than Fields almost.
It's super fun watching. I say that last year when
35 year old guy
when
running
Kirk
around.
Cousins is running for his life. He looks like a high school quarterback just sprinting away from the pros because he looks tiny and afraid when he is running away.
It's so our special teams, our defense is actually holding up for the most part, other than whatever.
Yeah,
I mean they're okay. I don't know. They started 0-2 last year.
I think you just realized. Oh yeah, I'm talking about an 0-2 team here. For a second there, I thought you were talking about a really fun, exciting team.
I was trying. I was trying to do it.
Yeah, I
was
heard
trying.
It. And I was gonna remind.
I'm gonna love them. I'm gonna love them to hate them.
Randomly gonna say person.
But it is early. It is. I mean, like I said, last year they ran 0-2 to start.
They did,
and they came back
13-2 to finish.
And
the year.
And they only lost two more games after it. I don't think it'll be that.
I mean, wouldn't it be something
it'd be great.
It happened 2 years in a row? But, I mean, you got to figure from the way that the playoffs ended last year to these first two games, even though it's a very small sample size of three games, man, that's a...
Two games.
The playoff and these first two games.
Yeah.
Because that playoff game was exactly what happened in these first two games, right? Tons of turnovers and no running game.
But if they would have fumbled it against Philly on Thursday night, they should have won.
Hmm.
They really did.
Yeah,
they didn't get blown out. They haven't been blown out. It's been, I think it was 34-24, but they had a
six
gimme.
Six lost fumbles in two games. You will lose every close game.
But if they hold on to the ball.
If.
They would have.
I mean, wouldn't it be? I would love to see them somehow break the fumble record, like 100 fumbles. So just some egregious amount of fumbles lost. Yeah.
They're paying Kirk just to fumble.
All-time record.
Because we want to draft a replacement.
Yeah. I mean, you can cut him, right? We'll talk about that again, but you can get rid of him.
We got 8 minutes, buddy.
Okay. I mean, we're not going to talk about why Kirk Cousins is not going to be on the Vikings next year yet. Right? He can turn it around.
He will.
He'll turn it around.
He will.
He's scrappy. He wears a nice shirt. He tucks it in.
We've talked about this many, many times. Who else are you going to get?
Oh, you're going to draft a guy. No, I'm saying you're stuck with Kirk Cousins until forever.
Unless we really tank or trade up. I mean, that's not their MO.
You don't need to get a quarterback, the first overall pick at quarterback.
No, because they typically don't.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He was the 15th pick.
Right.
Jordan Love, 20-something. Aaron Rodgers, 20-something. Zach Wilson, second overall, and he's terrible. Not everybody's Trevor Lawrence. You don't always get drafted number one and you're great. You might be. Andrew Luck was good until he broke.
He was an anomaly.
Same thing. Justin Fields was the third overall pick.
Trey Lance,
third overall pick, and he's not. Yeah. So you don't need the first overall
pick.
You just need
to be smart about it.
You find the right Ben Roethlisberger. You find the right system
guy.
The
ones late in the first round, typically.
He sits for a year. There's usually a reason that they slide down because maybe they're not 6'5", 240 and run a super great.
Or
they're not Anthony
round.
Richardson, right? Like
or seventh round, like Brady,
like Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew was a seventh round pick,
and he was
Brock Purdy. Yeah, yep. You find the right guy, so you don't need the first overall.
It's
pick.
It's always the right guy in the right system with the right.
Gotta take the one time you just gotta take the dive, like the Packers did 3 years ago.
Yep.
Remember people were giving them a hard time for trading up. They gave a third round pick up to trade up to move up like three spots to get Jordan Love, and that was the big controversy. That's what made them mad was how dare they trade up three spots? They gave up a third round pick. I couldn't tell you who that third round pick was gonna be, but Jordan Love. They took the risk. They developed him, and it was hard for the pack for the Aaron Rodgerses of the world to see a Jordan Love on your team. And maybe
that started it. Which
and maybe
was
it's
probably
hard for
good.
Kurt Cousins, but I mean,
I could see Kirk coming back on another 1 year deal.
Yeah, why not?
They draft the guy in the first round or find the right quarterback,
right.
And they let him because he'd be a great teacher. He's a dad, you know.
And if somebody offers $35 million,
Kirk, we'll give you 35 because it's way better than the 50,
to,
60.
To be that's the thing is, if Kirk Cousins leaves Minnesota, there aren't a lot of options for him either, right? Like if he's not good enough for Minnesota, who is he better than?
I mean, if you believe any half the rumors that are out there, the San Francisco 49ers wanted him at one point in this offseason.
And now they've settled it in, right? Like they have a good team. Yeah,
so far.
They are
going
to be 2-0, probably 3-0 because they're playing the Giants tonight.
Right now.
Who have been just not. Giants had the weirdest. Man,
they're about as bad as the Vikings.
They lost 40-0, and then they were down like 22-0 before coming back to beat the Arizona Cardinals. It's a strange season. This NFL.
Yeah, especially with the Cardinals being the worst, probably the worst right now.
They're the team trying really hard to get that first overall pick. They've got all the incentive in the world.
That's a whole nother story.
Man alive.
I mean, what are you going to do with Kyler Murray then?
Same thing you do with Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins.
Trade him?
You just suck it up and realize, oh, that's a sunk cost. Right? Because if he's bad, it's a sunk cost because he's going to be bad. So you lose the money anyway and you just say, we'll start over. Yeah, But the problem is Kirk Cousins is way better than Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Kyler Murray is a bottom third quarterback. Kirk Cousins is a top 10. He's a top flight quarterback.
So why won't we want to bring him back next year? Because he doesn't have that pizzazz he's not that mobile quarterback that's like a Mahomes.
It's a thing where for $40 million, you feel like you could get better than him. Like you could draft a guy who's got to be better than Kirk Cousins is what they thought is, but
Kurt is accurate. He's got an arm.
I mean, you know,
he's a smart guy mostly when he's not running for his life.
He's smart enough to have made like $1 zillion average quarterback.
Kudos on him.
Above average. He's been above average for his entire career, right? Like he's never. I'll ask you this before because we're really close now. We got like now, four, 2 minutes.
We got 4 minutes.
Is Kirk Cousins a Hall of Famer?
No.
No? You don't think so at the end of his career with his numbers are
he
going
has to, win.
To be...
He's
going
to have to win one.
One playoff game or a Super Bowl?
He'd have to win a Super Bowl, I think, for him to be considered.
So he's basically Matt Ryan? Because Matt Ryan's never won a Super Bowl, but Matt Ryan's Hall of Famer? But we could play. We should play the Philip Rivers. Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer? Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? But Ben Roethlisberger is, right? Man, we could have this. I say
yes to Eli.
What about Jim Kelly? Is Jim Kelly a Hall of Famer? He's been to many Super Bowls, but he lost four.
In a row.
He lost four Super Bowls.
Thank God for the Bills. Otherwise, we would look stupid.
Yeah, you'd look as bad as the Bills. Yeah.
No, but I think Jim, the numbers also tell him, too.
Well, you know, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
But he had his numbers were just crazy.
Kirk Cousins is going to put up more passing yards by the end of his career. Look it up.
I'll research that.
Look it up for next week. We don't have quite the time, but look where Kirk Cousins is on the all-time list. I'm willing to bet Kirk Cousins is currently a top 15 passing yards of all time as an NFL quarterback. And he's going to have been a starter for like 15 years with a pretty solid above average winning percentage. That's Philip Rivers, right? Like those are in his career. I'm willing to think that.
It just doesn't give me a list. Tom Brady's number one.
I'll look up Kirk Cousins. I would like to have that debate because I say Kirk Cousins is a Hall of Famer.
You
right?
got 2.5 minutes. Talk whatever else, and I'll just keep on looking here.
I was going to ask you about how did our fantasy football team do? We lost last week, right? We're now sitting at 1-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we won.
Yeah.
No, we won week before number one.
Yeah.
We won last week. Yes.
We did. We're 2-0.
We lost the first one.
There it is.
Last week we won.
Yep. Yeah. We.
So you're all right. I mean, we got people. I mean, the first week of any football is just an anomaly because you don't never know. But last week, you know, our Lamar Jackson, McCaffrey, Chris Olave,
our Dell's George defense. Kittle. By the way, Dell's defense has been fantastic to watch. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what anybody. I mean, if they keep on that track,
I saw their starting cornerback was out for the year. Trayvon Diggs blew it out his ACL earlier this morning. But yeah, that Dallas defense is putting up real good numbers. Yeah, I bet you're
Aaron Rodgers before him. No, Kirk's not even there. Oh, he's 27th.
Yeah, I told you it's not. He's and look where he's not. 27th to 15th. I bet is a two good seasons away. I'm willing to. Like I said, there's a. He will be, and if he hits
5,000, then I'll put him above.
And quick look above there, how many of those in the top 25 are Hall of Famers, right? Look below him, there's some Hall of Famers.
Kerry Collins. Much time we got left? We got a minute.
Is Kerry Collins the last thing we're going to talk about in the NFL?
No.
That's really
Andy
random.
Andy Dalton, Unitas.
Are above him?
Are above Kirk Cousins. Yeah, Dave Craig.
After
this season, if Kurt hits like four,
he'll pass, right? Like at 4,000 yards.
Carson, Fran, Tarkington, Warren Moon.
So he's the all-time Vikings passing leader.
Close to top 15.
So that's look at everybody in that top 15 above him is a Hall of Famer. I'm willing to bet that out.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, like I said, Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
He just retired. So
Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
He's got 5 years.
To me, he was an MVP.
Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford's is a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a really good judge of all.
Clearly,
I would just put everybody in.
We got a minute.
who else? What else happened in football? Browns running back blew out his knee.
And funny enough, they brought back Kareem Hunt.
And they brought back
$4 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting to me. That also Nick Chubb feel bad because he was the guy complaining. And quite correctly, the loudest about running backs getting the short end of the deal.
Yes, he's one of them.
Because he wanted the bigger end of the deal, and he showed exactly why. So
we got it.
Thanks, everybody. This has been fantastic. We will do this again in a week. Have a great one.